Hello everyone, praise the Lord Jesus Christ. I am Right Reverend Dr. Mary Nzioki, the Bishop in Charge, Africa Brother of Church, Nairobi, Kenya. I'm delighted to share with you a little bit about witnessing. The term witness is multifaceted and can be used as a noun and a verb. In ordinary circumstances, a person who saw or was present when something happened is referred to as a witness. This is because he or she was present at the time of such occurrence. This may further mean that since the person was present or saw something happening, they contain the evidence or proof to the occurrence of the event. Secondly, the term witness may refer to the action of seeing or having knowledge about something which took place. As the Canadian Baptist Mission celebrates 150 years of existence and service among different nations of the world, it is a great moment also to share and reflect on the different experiences, achievements, and great milestones the CBM has undergone in the journey of faith and service to God and humanity across the nations in witnessing the love of God. It is a moment to reflect on Christian witness and its importance in the lives of Christians. In this reflection, we are guided by the following questions. What does the Bible say about witnessing? Who is a witness according to the Bible? When does witnessing for Christians begin and when does it end? In Acts of the Apostles, chapter 1, verse 8, it says, "But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem, in all Judea and Samaria, and to the end of the earth." This was the instruction that Jesus gave to his disciples. He sent them to be witnesses in all the earth, as individuals and as well as a team of witnesses. In the Bible, a witness is someone who has believed in the Lord Jesus Christ and experienced the love of God and tells it to others. As followers of Jesus Christ, we are called to serve as witnesses to our faith. The disciples had lived and seen Jesus teach, do great miracles and wonders, and even during his death, they also met the resurrected Christ severally before he commissioned them and ascended to heaven in Matthew chapter 28, verse 19 to 20, saying, "Go ye therefore and make disciples in all nations." And in Mark chapter 16, verse 15, he said, "Go into all the world and proclaim the gospel to all the creation." They were to become witnesses of the good news of salvation because they had real life encounter and experience with the Savior of the world for about 33 years. Their lives were also transformed after meeting Jesus Christ, and they also saw the transformative work of Christ in the lives of the people. Today, this calling and commissioning is for all who have been redeemed, the children of God, and in extension, the Church of Christ. We may not have been eyewitnesses to the events around Jesus Christ and his disciples in the first century, but we are heirs of the kingdom of God together with Jesus Christ through his death and resurrection, and are also believers born of Christ through faith and have therefore become God's children, saved by grace, according to Romans chapter 18, verse 17. Every Christian should have had a rich, transformative encounters with Christ, such as the redemptive love, forgiveness of sins, and empowerment of the Holy Spirit to live successful Christian life. Therefore, Christians are called upon to witness Christ in all the world by sharing the message of salvation and the love of God to all. So, what is Christian witnessing? Jesus Christ set a perfect example of witnessing as the bearer of God's truth, revealing the love of God to human race through his obedience to God. Following the model of Jesus Christ, it is important to note that effective witnessing is not just mere words of mouth, but a combination of both words and deeds. Jesus Christ preached the good news of salvation and called upon the sinners to repentance. He says, "I have not come to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance," according to Luke chapter 5, verse 27 to 39. He healed the healed and showed mercy upon the hungry and fed them, Matthew chapter 14, verse 13 to 21, and John chapter 21, verse 1 to 7. He healed the sick. Here is just a few examples. He healed the woman with a severe bleeding in Mark chapter 5, verse 25 to 26. A crippled man, John chapter 5, verse 2 to 9. A man born blind, John chapter 9, verse 1 to 9. He healed a sick boy, Mark chapter 9, verse 14 to 29. He offered hope to the hopeless, Luke chapter 12, verse 7, and gave life to the dead, John chapter 11, verse 38, when he resurrected Lazarus and Jairus' daughter in Mark chapter 5, verse 21 to 42. Jesus eventually laid down his life for the redemption of mankind. Witnessing is not possible without sacrificial love for God and others. No wonder the love for God and neighbor is the greatest commandment of Jesus to the Christians, according to Matthew chapter 22, verse 37 to 39. This model set by Jesus Christ is holistic witnessing, which involves balancing both words and good deeds, or matching our words with our actions. This is effective witnessing. In fact, the most influential witnessing is what I call silent witnessing. That means actions speaking louder than words. Christians are called upon to do the same. And this is exactly what CBM has been doing for the last 150 years. In ABC, for example, CBM has worked in partnership with the Africa Brotherhood Church for the last 53 years. And following a covenantal partnership with ABC in 2007, a lot has been achieved, and through programs that have touched and changed lives with Christ's love. These include providing food to the hungry through the food security program, where there was a severe drought in Kenya, availing medical support to the sick, providing hope to the vulnerable orphans and HIV victims and guardians through the Guardians of Hope program, providing psychosocial, material, spiritual, and social support through training those affected and infected by HIV on home-based care, improved agricultural methods for food security, empowering the poor and needy through economic empowerment projects, education programs, and scholarships, both secular and theological, where the vulnerable and needy children were empowered to access basic education, and empowering the clergy with theological and ministry training to better understand mission work and effective witnessing. Today, we celebrate 150 years of CBM's faithful witness and the selfless commitment of its partners and supporters in spreading the love of God globally. And this is witnessing. As we do this, we need to ask ourselves some questions. Have we attained? Have we fulfilled the calling to witness according to Acts chapter 1, verse 8? Have we gone to all the earth? What about in Jerusalem, Judea, and Samaria? What about those close and those far from us? Have we succeeded? We may have done some substantial work over the years. However, a lot remains undone. We have a long way to go. Witnessing to all the world calls for more efforts, more unity of Christians, more strategies and more commitment of time and resources, and of course, the power of the Holy Spirit who guides and provides spiritual direction for witnessing. When Christians come together with one purpose of witnessing the love of Christ and for the expansion of the kingdom of God, God is honored and witnessing becomes effective. There is need for strengthening the spirit of ecumenism in order to witness to the ends of the earth. Though one may be overpowered, two can defend themselves. A cord of three strands is not quickly broken. That is a statement and a verse from Ecclesiastes chapter 4, verse 12. It is imperative to maintain healthy, strong partnerships and teamwork for effective, swift witnessing. The great commission of Jesus Christ to all his disciples is to witness and propagate the gospel to all nations until the close of the age. Jesus sent his disciples to help people understand the good news and then live according to the values of God's kingdom, thus extending witness. Witnessing is a long life commitment and focus that calls for intentional and deliberate choices and commitments. Witnessing has no limitations. It's a calling for all Christians and should be understood as mandatory, urgent, and direct command from our Lord Jesus Christ to holistically transform human lives and expand the kingdom of God. Witnessing is tough and challenging. Historical and biblical evidence show that Christian witnessing has faced many obstacles and opposition. We must acknowledge that our Lord Jesus Christ stated that it was not going to be easy for the disciples and believers to witness. That is why, in his final prayers, just before his death, he prayed for the unity of the disciples and all the believers for their protection from evil, according to John chapter 17, verse 6 to 26. This affirms witness and proclamation of the kingdom of God as the sole mission for the disciples of Jesus Christ. In this vein, it is therefore important to note one of the successful ways of witnessing is through the unity of believers. Though tough and difficult, witnessing is possible because of the power of the Holy Spirit who dwells in us. The disciples faced a lot of opposition, difficulties, suffering, persecution, death, for being witnesses. Acts chapter 12, verse 1 to 2. According to Philippians chapter 1, and verse 29, it says, "For it has been granted to you on behalf of Christ not only to believe in him, but also to suffer for him." Christians should be prepared to witness the good news of Christ even during the most difficult times and through various challenges. Witnessing Christ and the love of God is imperative and sacrificial. Let us not grow weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we do not faint. Galatians chapter 6, verse 9. Witnessing may be done through various forms, such as the word of mouth proclamation, giving generously to support mission work, and praying for the mission work and those dedicated full-time as ministers of the gospel, and finally, exhibiting an authentic Christian life and love for all. Doing small acts of kindness can go a long way in effective witnessing and winning souls to Christ. If you cannot witness globally, you can do it locally. If you cannot witness at macro level, you can do it at micro level. Therefore, there is an opportunity for each one of all the believers to witness according to one's ability and calling. For at the end, we shall give an account. Arise and shine. At this moment, we need to pause and reflect on the following questions. 1. How is the contemporary believer, church, and mission bodies or organizations fulfilling the command of Jesus Christ in Acts of the Apostles, chapter 1, verse 8? What are the qualities of a faithful, effective witness? How does ecumenism and unity of believers in the world influence Christian witness? What is the contemporary meaning of Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and the ends of the earth as indicated in Acts of the Apostles, chapter 1, verse 8? And finally, when does witnessing begin and end? Thank you, and God bless you.